Macmillan Australian Audio and Belinda presents Quietly Confident, written by Kate James and read by Kat Gould. Generally speaking, introverts prefer a quieter, less dramatic existence, and they have a tendency to overthink, so it seems logical that we'd be more inclined than extroverts to avoid confrontation and to people-please. It's a pattern common in women regardless of whether they're introverted. We often stay quiet to avoid rocking the boat. Talented women judge themselves more harshly than men, and from a very young age, girls are praised when they exhibit self-control, setting up the ongoing desire to be good. Since introverts also tend to be more self-aware and introspective, it's also possible that there are times when we're even aware of the feelings we are suppressing, making a conscious and detrimental choice to go against our body's warning signs. When we're not being true or standing up for ourselves, the damage isn't limited to the individual self either. If you have children in your life or you lead a team, consider what others learn about how to be in the world by watching you smile while doing something you hate. What will they think when they see you swallowing your feelings to placate someone else? What might they learn about how to manage their own feelings, resolve conflict, and stand their ground when they observe you always deferring? The behaviour you model will affect the choices they'll make, which in turn will impact their self-worth. As we reflect on the discomfort of doing things differently, we need to ask ourselves some tough questions. Is another person's comfort worth that much to us? Do we have the courage to face the difficult feelings that often accompany being true to ourselves? Introverts often wrestle with the feeling that we probably need to change to fit in and make the most of our lives, while instinctively knowing that if we want to be genuinely happy, we also need to be true to ourselves. This instinct tallies with another of Mate's theories, that we need to live authentically and respond to our emotions to be healthy. It's the uncertainty about how to operate effectively in an extroverted world that brings so many introverts to my door. The struggle to balance a desire for confidence with a desire to be true to ourselves is one I know well myself and something I've been researching for decades. On the following pages, I'll share many of the concepts that have worked for my clients and me. Some may seem abstract, others you'll already be familiar with, and a few you may have already tried. It's my hope that you'll feel inspired to choose one or two of these concepts to put into action immediately as you begin your journey to quiet confidence.